coming up on episode number 474. Well, the Coverville mailbox is always full of CDs and MP3s that people are sending to me to include on the show, and I'm happy to do it. And sometimes I don't want to wait until the appropriate theme show or cover story comes along. So every once in a while, I do an indie hodgepodge, which is really just a collection of songs that share the common trait of being independent artists who've sent me their music that I really want to play. It's all coming up right now, maybe with some Tina and trivia too, right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's June 18th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge edition of Coverville. Again, you know, the songs really only have one thing in common. They're songs I wanted to play and did not want to wait for a theme show or a cover story to get them on. And we're gonna get things kicked off with a group, actually a guy named Jeff Baller, who performs under the name The Simple Carnival. This is awesome. I mean, talk about your pop, your Harry Nilsson meets the Beach Boys meets Sesame Street, Burt Bacharach, Electric Light Orchestra. Well, you'll get the idea when you listen to this. It's a cover of Harry Nilsson's Me and My Arrow, performed here by The Simple Carnival.
I will, me and my arrow, you believe in heaven above? Do you believe in love? Don't tell a lie and don't be false or untrue. It all comes back to you. Open fire on my worried heart. I've never been lucky enough. My defenses are down. A kiss or a frown, I can't survive on my own. If a girl walks in, carves a name on my heart, I'll turn and walk away. Every day we've all been led astray. It's hard to be lucky enough. It gets in your eyes, it's making you cry. And don't know what to do, don't know what to do. You're looking for love, calling heaven above. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel. Empty dreams can only disappoint. In a room behind your smile, don't give up, don't give up. You can be lucky in love. It gets in your eyes, it's making you cry. And don't know what to do, don't know what to do. Looking for love, calling heaven above. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel right now. Send me an angel, yeah, right now. Ooh.
Right now. Send Me an Angel, originally performed by Real Life in the 80s, covered there by Della Valle, J. Della Valle, and I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. It's D-E-L-L-A-V-A-L-L-E. Maybe it's Della Valle? No, I think Della Valle if it's two L's. That comes from his album Snowcap. He's a performer from Wayne, New Jersey, home of Fountains of Wayne, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And got to thank the folks over at Aerial Publicity for getting that one over to me. Send Me an Angel. Before that, you heard a very jellyfish-esque Me and My Arrow by The Simple Carnival from that brand new Me and My Arrow EP cover of the song by Harry Nilsson. Coverville is brought to you by Audio Engine. Audio Engine 5 speakers, Audio Engine 2 speakers, AE2s, AE5s, and of course that wireless option, the AW1. I got an email from a listener named Dawn. She wrote to tell me about the fact that they just got their speakers. She says, specifically, "We just got our Audio Engine 5 speakers via Coverville.com, of course. We're still playing with the wireless options, but the sound quality is great, and I'm so excited to finally get rid of the huge floor speakers I've had since high school, back in 1985. Thank you, Don, for that glowing recommendation. Yeah, these are fantastic speakers. Talking about the AE5s, which are great floor speakers. You can put them in a bookshelf. They're compact, but you'd never guess it from their sound. They just have an incredible range and a variety of options of ways to hook up your audio to them. You can use the wireless AW1. You get those, you know, pick those up as well and use those with them. You can also plug in an AirPort Extreme, or an AirPort Express into the back of them. It's got a flow-through power port on the back, so you can plug in a device back there. It's also got a USB charger on the top, so you can attach an iPod, you can attach a Zune, any MP3 player you want to put up there, and then run your audio right into the speaker for portable, wireless, maybe wireless, incredible sound. Audio Engine 5 from Audio Engine USA. There's a link in the show notes that'll take you right to their website, but you can also go to coverville.com/Audio Engine. Got an email and a CD from these guys this last week. A great, great cover of Steve Miller Band's The Stake. After I heard this cover, I had to go back and listen to the original and kind of look and see all the things that they'd changed and improved or updated or altered. And the harmony vocals are a little tighter, but the depth of the instrumentation and the sound, it's just more of a wall of sound, and I love it. Here it is. It's the V Project from their 2007 album, New Machine, with a cover of Steve Miller Band's The Stake.
The wheels are turning in the bay.
From Portland, it is the Portland Cello Project, a six-piece band with, how many cellos have they got here? It looks like all six of them play cello, and they're hoping that one day they'll make Portland, Oregon, the cello capital of the world, perhaps even one day changing its name to Celloland. All right, well, I hope that works out. Good luck with that Portland Cello Project. Awesome cover there from their self-titled album from this year with a cover of Toxic, which I think is one of those songs like Umbrella or Crazy that just seems to resonate as far as being able to take in all different directions with covers. So as long as there are different versions of Toxic that do kind of expand it and take it in different directions, Coverville will be here to play it. Before that, and thanks to Janelle at Greenlight Go for getting me in touch with them. Before that, you heard The Stake by The V Project from their 2007 album, New Machine. Now, that one features Dave Vaccaro on vocals also on that album. You're going to find Robin McAuley, who is the lead singer of Michael Schenker Group, as well as Survivor. Yes, the Survivor of Eye of the Tiger fame. He's also providing vocals on that album as well. That's their second album, and kind of falls into the new melodic rock style. The V Project from their new album, I'm sorry, from their 2007 album, New Machine, with a cover of Steve Miller Band's The Stake. Hey, tickets are going quickly for Coverville 500 out in Vegas, August 15th during the New Media Expo. If you have not picked up your tickets, then you better jump on it. Also, I'm going to be unveiling on the blog, uncoverville.com, the poker chips that are being specially designed for this event. They are going to be extremely limited edition. Less than 100 sets of these are going to be produced and sold. So if you want to pick up a set of poker chips, each one featuring a different member of the performance, Jonathan Colton, Richard Cheese, Chance in the Choir, Natalie Gelman, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, and Dan Klass. Yes, he gets a chip too. Make sure you check him out on the blog and order your set ASAP. All right, let's get to, coincidental, good segue into our last set of music here. The first of the two last songs I'm going to play is by a group called Love Spirals, and coincidentally, I met them finally at the last New Media Expo at the concert event there. Angie B just does such an amazing job with the vocals on this track. It's a cover of Pink Floyd's Welcome to the Machine, and you'll find it on their 2006 album, Return of the Sons of Neptune. Here's Love Spirals.
So right, I told you what to dream. Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis, lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something that shouldn't bring out
you would find.
amazing how much is added to a song just by adding a female vocal to it. That is Under the Milky Way by a band called The Dear and Departed from their album Something Quite Peculiar, which obviously came from that very song. Under the Milky Way, they are a band, Dear and Departed is a band from Orange County. And I got to thank Mike over at Earshot Media for turning me onto that track. Before that, you heard Welcome to the Machine by Love Spirals from their album Return of the Sons of Neptune, which came out way back in 2006. Love Spirals actually do a podcast as well, and in the show notes for today's show, I'll make sure to include a link to where you can check out their music and their podcast, The Chill Cast. Excellent. All right, well, Tina is here.
I am.
Making a rare appearance on a Wednesday night. Well, the show is, it's pretty rare to have a show on a Wednesday night.
True.
But I brought you in here because of our backlog of Musically Challenged. Instead of trying to do two every Sunday, let's try and sprinkle in one during the week if we can, for a while anyway.
Okay.
And today, it's a little bit of a long one, so I wanted to make sure I included it on today's show. It is from Lawrence, who actually contributed to the last episode with an Audible recommendation. So he's just all over this show.
He is. That's great.
Yes. So let's go ahead and do a Turn Out the Lights Musically Challenged right now.
And there's no more beer left, so let's end the album.
I don't want to.
Going to side three. It's not a double album. It's the end of the album.
Could use some
listen to side one again, or
Bob and Doug.
On some, sometimes it automatically does that.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day, Brian. Good day, Tina. And hello to all you Coverville listeners out there. Welcome to installment two of Turn Out the Light. As in the previous episode, I'm going to play five clips of songs, but I'm only going to play the ending. From those, I would like you to identify the artist and the title of the song, and we'll see how well you did at the end of it. Couple bonus questions here. Who does the vocals at the beginning of this little trivia game?
Oh.
And what is the music in the background? It's a double bonus round. Here we go.
Well, I got the Bob and Doug McKenzie, but I didn't, I don't recognize the music.
Strange brew. No idea.
Yeah, I don't know that one either. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Already drawing a blank on the first one. Uh-oh. This doesn't bode well.
Question two.
Well, got this one. You know that one, don't
Shoot,
you?
Shoot, I totally do. But I'm trying to think of the... I can't even think of the song or the band, but I know it.
It's,
and I hear it often.
XTC,
yeah.
Senses Working Overtime.
Yep. It's a good song.
It is a good song. I guess... So I'm going to guess that the singer that's doing the music is John Cale.
Okay.
Sounds a little bit like his vocals.
Question three.
Well, I definitely recognize the vocalist. That's Bernard Sumner, who's been in New Order and been in Electronic. And I'm going to guess that's the latter. I think that's a song by Electronic, but I don't know the name of that song.
I'm going to say it's New Order.
Okay, just cover our bases.
Well, it just sounded like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Question 4.
The Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ocasek.
You could even, Lauren's on the next one of these, you could give a shorter, shorter endings if you want. Yeah, you know the song?
All I Want Is You.
Nope. That's You Might Think.
Okay.
Yeah. From Heartbeat City.
And final question.
Good one.
Like Phil Collins.
Nope.
No vocals?
No vocals.
Yikes! It now, sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it's one of those 80s songs. The song is Eyes of a Stranger. But I can't remember for the life of me who did that. Was that that was an Icicle Works, was it? No.
Noiseworks?
Noiseworks, maybe?
They're Australian.
Yeah, they are. I don't remember. I can't remember the name of the band. I'm sure I will when he says it. Okay.
Ice House. Were you thinking Ice House?
No.
The procession moves on, the shouting is over, the fabulous freaks are leaving.
Are we guessing this one too?
Yeah, this is the underlying music that we have to identify.
Okay. Question 1 is Hit the Highway by the Proclaimers.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've ever even heard this song before.
Tina, you got the name of the band right, but I don't think you remember the name of the song. Brian,
neither.
You got this one. Bandantagle. Question 2 was XTC with Senses Working Overtime. Tina, I can just hear you saying, "It's on the tip of my tongue." However, you didn't quite pull it out of your hat. Brian, you got this one. Question 3. Spanish Heart by Electronic.
Oh. Good job.
Tina, I don't think you're that familiar with this band. Brian, you got the name of the band right, but I don't think you remembered the name of the song.
Good prediction on that one, too.
Scary when they know better than we do.
That's right.
Question 4 is You Might Think by The Cars. Tina, you got the band, but I don't think you remember the name of the song on this one. And Brian, you got the band, but I also think you got the title wrong.
Oh, no. No, no.
And finally, The Paolas. With Eyes of a Stranger.
Paolas.
Never heard of them.
With a dollar sign for an S. I remember that too.
Really?
Yes. That was their gimmick and their band name.
Yay, wow. Tina, you remembered this one. Brian, you also got this one.
Got half of it.
And now for the double bonus. Dead Can Dance are singing. The carnival is over.
The carnival is over.
Wouldn't have been able to pull out Dead Can Dance on this one.
And Bob and Doug McKenzie are providing the comedic vocals on the intro. Once again, this is Lawrence from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, thanking you for playing along with this installment of Turnout Light. We'll see you again real soon.
You can turn over and listen to side one again, or if it'll, on some, sometimes it automatically does that.
Good day.
Good day.
I'm sorry, I made one mistake. Track 3 is done by 808 State, not Electronic.
Oh, no way,
sorry,
really?
Guys.
Oh. Took that point away from you.
I know. That was 808 State?
So, like, that's our song.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good day. Well, that wasn't the tune, but it was a good ending.
Wow. Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas back in those SCTV days. That was such a great album, too. The Bob and Doug McKenzie album. I wore the grooves down on that one. Listening
I don't think
to
I've ever heard that.
Really?
Really.
Oh, man. Had Take Off with Geddy Lee from Rush.
Huh.
It had The Beer Hunter, where they shook up one beer and a six-pack, and they took turns opening them up right in front of their foreheads to see which one would go off. It was like Russian roulette with beer.
That's funny.
Yeah, great stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lawrence, for that Musically Challenged. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for that Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to us do that Musically Challenged. If you want to get in touch with me for a request, a suggestion, an idea, a question, anything you want, email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Special thanks going out to Amber MacArthur, Leo Laporte, and Scott Johnson from Extra Life Radio for having me on their shows. Net at Night is the one with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. If you want to hear what I said on those shows, what they edited out, you can go to coverville.com, and I've got links in the on the page there to those two most recent shows that I've appeared on, talking about cover songs, talking about the Incredible Hulk, talking about Coverville 500, all that stuff. So you'll find all that at coverville.com. We will be back tomorrow night with a mysterious cover story. I still don't know who it's going to be. I do know who it's going to be. It's going to be Paul McCartney. Covers
you should have just kept it mysterious.
Kept it yeah, well, that's not the way
Paul
I roll.
Paul McCartney.
It's not the way I roll. Paul All McCartney. Right. His birthday is today or tomorrow or Friday. Can't remember which. So we're going to do a cover story in honor of Paul McCartney and some of his older stuff, which I really, really enjoy. The early solo stuff by Paul McCartney. Stick around for that. That'll be tomorrow. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.